Mostly thirsty.
I'm fiending.
Mostly thirsty.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good? Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hey!
I'm Jason Coleman of BevNerd.com, a soda and snack food video podcast that's been airing on YouTube, iTunes, and Blip TV since 2010. It's 2 years later, and we're at freaking MomoCon. Why are we even here? This is crazy. This doesn't even make sense. Oh, but it does, because we're here to keep you rock and rolling all weekend. Before we get started, who wants some cocaine energy? Keep your raffle tickets out. We're going to give away some.
I'd like a soda.
A soda? Those are coming.
We have water. It hurts me.
Water sucks.
It really, really sucks.
Last three digits, 015.
So close. Not even close.
Thought second roll.
Four. Three. Two. Weather.
Huh?
Where's the extra tickets?
Extra tickets.
Left there behind.
Boom shakalaka.
Anybody need tickets?
Tickets, raffle tickets.
I think we got a winner, by the way.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You're going to get up in here.
020, last three digits. Congratulations to you.
Hey, come over now.
Hadouken.
Hadouken.
You would be so much different if you shot
cocaine. Awesome. Last three, 006. Oh, sorry, buddy. Hey.
Okay. You good?
I'm good.
All right.
00. Dose.
You're kidding me, right? At this point?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm for reals. Here you go. Oh!
Get a new one.
Darn.
How many mics you need?
Good job.
Oh, it's not a mic.
We don't need mics. We just need the sound on the
speaker.
Laptop.
Okay, not a problem.
I get behind you. I'm loud enough. I'm a loud mouth. I have a different kind of past before BevNerd, before 2010. I was an independent professional wrestler for 10 years since 2001. Whoa! Everybody's mind just melted. Has anybody ever heard of Chikara Pro Wrestling?
Uh-huh.
I was at Young Lions Cup 5 as Cabana Man Dan.
No, you were not.
True story, bro. Cabana Man Dan.
Okay.
YouTube it, but skip the first video. No, I just had to wrestle this clown, literally. So, but seriously, guys, the fact that there's more than three people here, dude, this means a lot to me. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
We have nothing in common, I don't think, except for one thing. We really love what we freaking love. Whether it's beverages, soft drinks, craft beer, anime, and y'all bunch of otakus. I hope I'm getting this right. I'm sorry. And video games.
Yes.
BevNerd started in 2010, actually, as a blog on cheapassgamer.com. Anybody familiar? I'm a Pepsi driver on cheapassgamer.com. It evolved from there into a full-blown website back in 2010. And we just review stuff. So yeah, how about we give away something right quick? 000.
Tell him not to trip.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, Jay Bear. Hook him up.
That's the other.
Tell him not to
trip. You got the hookups.
Yes, sir.
No, sir. Anybody else?
Never too late.
Never too late. Now, I've got a question. Why are we here today? What are we going to do on this panel? Well, we are a podcast. We're up in episode 90, 91, something like that. Well, we're actually going to record two review episodes of BevNerd right here at MomoCon in this here room.
Sweet.
So that's going to be awesome. We're also going to give everybody a virtual tour of one of our show sponsors, Bud's Best Cookie Factory out of Birmingham, Alabama. You get to take a tour, the same tour I did. It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
You'll have audio here in about 10 minutes.
Actually, I used to be a wrestler, but then I took an arrow to the knee.
Give me
we'll be here all week later.
Hey, we'll be here tomorrow at least. We're going to be reviewing some Ugawi sodas I've never had before. Did anybody try the Cafe Mallows today? The coffee marshmallows. I have a brand new flavor that hasn't even been released yet. I get to try to tell you about it, but guess what? I'm gonna need y'all's help. Ooh. I say y'all because we're based out of Gadsden, Alabama. I'm a Filipino hick and proud of it. So we're going to give away some more stuff. And are we ready for audio? Oh, 5 minutes. Oh, my geez.
You can
okay.
Do it.
Go into the...
All right. How about we give away a shirt? 004.
Yes! Thank you!
XL or large, my friend?
Yeah, you got me.
I only have XL and large.
I mean large.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I have a girl
you
shirt.
You just assume.
All I have is XL.
That'll work.
Pajama shirt.
Yep.
Pajama shirt.
We're going to give away another Ugabi shirt. Right for your face. 015. 015. Oh. Pass this back.
Come on, baby.
What are we waiting on, Sam? Sam? Okay. Doo doo. Okay. Atlanta's pretty awesome, isn't it?
It's great.
It is. How about we just go ahead and record an episode of Bab Nerd, right?
Why don't we just do that?
Yeah, why not? Alright, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, welcome to Bab Nerd Video Podcast. This is episode maybe 91. We're here at our MomoCon panel, Atlanta, Georgia. Can we get some applause? Woo! We're at our... Oh, you dropped your iPhone.
Failure.
On this episode of Bab Nerd, we're reviewing two sodas, two flavors of agave soda. It's an organic, all-natural soda, no high fructose corn syrup, no caffeine, no preservatives, 100 calories per bottle, no GMOs. That's genetically modified O-word. I don't know what the O-word is.
Sure.
Thank you. I've got... Who tried earlier the agave mandarin? Anybody try that? It was the key lime? The lime soda?
I'll try it.
Oh, okay. Well, I've actually never had this soda ever in my life. Can I just pick something? Now, who hasn't had this yet and would like to participate? First three people that come up here. That was a bad choice. Okay. Come behind me. Let's go over here. Watch. Mind the corner. Yeah, sure. All right.
If I
was to
jump
over
these chairs.
Here you go. There you go. There you go. You can stay. You can leave. Does that matter?
Just chill here for a little bit.
Yeah. Just drink at your leisure. Drink at your leisure.
I want one.
All right. This is sweetened with all-natural, organic agave nectar. It's not nasty, high-fructose corn syrup, or refined sugars. The great thing about agave nectar, it has a low glycemic impact, and it metabolizes way better and easier for your body than sugars. So that's fantastic. They're based out of Denver, Colorado. You can check them out at ugabi.com. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. So... please check them out, tell them Bab Nerd sent you, and it'll keep us coming to cons like this.
That's great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's delicious.
You definitely get the lime, but it gets like a kiss of mandarin oranges. It's fantastic. It's crisp. It's uber clean. It's just a clean soda. I love Ugabi soda a lot. Mm. Was it good, guys?
Yes.
Word. All right. This is one I've never had before. This is... strawberry rhubarb. WTF is a rhubarb. What is a rhubarb? A root?
It's a root.
A root.
It's a root.
A root. Okay. A root barb. They should call it that. It wouldn't be so confusing. Root barb. All right. Now, slowly, a couple people that didn't get to try the last one, please come forward.
Ladies first.
Ladies are first. Now, what I expect out of this is a crisp strawberry flavor, a tart flavor, because I believe rhubarb's kind of tart.
Like the pie.
Hey guys.
I feel like a failure at life for never trying this before. Everybody says it's been delicious today, but I have not tried it yet because I wanted to be shocked and awed. But we'll definitely have more samples later. I got one more paper, rock, scissors for it. How do we have multiple paper, rock, scissors? It's a, how's it going, Office? Beats and, I don't know, cool story, bro. Anyways.
Beats, yeah. Bears.
Beats, bears, and bombs, I don't know.
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica.
The one
I gotta have some for me, I'm sorry. We'll have more after the show. Alright, cheers. And yeah.
You can cheers, soda man.
I like this a lot. It's super light, super crisp. The strawberry, man. The strawberry is out of this world.
Yeah, you taste strawberry.
Yeah, you definitely taste the strawberry, but it's got a nice tart, but not too tart. Citrus, not citrusy, but like, it's just that rhubarb. WTF is a rhubarb. Give me one and I'll eat one. Is there any preparation involved with that?
No,
sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, heck, whatever. But that concludes the review of Ugavi Sodas. Yay! Check. Listen. Gotta plug the things first. Check out bevnerd.com. It's the place, it's the hub for all sorts of videos. 90 some of them that's like this. We have all sorts of other reviews. Follow me on Twitter at bevnerd and facebook.com/bevnerd. Woo. You wanna do these things. And I'm also on Tumblr. Hey everybody, welcome to Bevner. This is episode maybe 92, maybe 93. That doesn't matter. But what really matters is we're live at MomoCon in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. And on today's episode, I'm trying Choco Mallows. I've never heard of these. I have heard of Cafe Mallows, caffeinated marshmallows. What's that, Jay Bear?
What?
Oh, man. Anyways, Choco Mallows is a brand new product from CAFEX. I've never seen this before. I've never even tried this. I swear to God. Never tried it. So, guess what? There's six in there. I've got one for me. Five people. Five people fooled. Who hasn't had anything yet?
Oh.
Someone
has coffee. Y'all be forewarned.
Oh, let's take it twice. All right, Cafe Mallows are like, I know that they're already a decadent, delicious treat. You might think of, marshmallows, that's either like Lucky Charms or little white things. Those are a bunch of jabronis compared to these. I've never had the chocolate ones. This has no coffee in it. It is made with pure chocolate. It's like a hot chocolate. Oh my gosh, everybody just try this together. One, two, three.
Oh, no.
OMG. I love this. It's got a nice, like this is almost like a brownie. This doesn't taste like a marshmallow to me. This is like a decadent brownie. And the best thing about this one bit of Choco Mouse has 200 milligrams of our favorite thing, caffeine, folks. Yay. Holy crap.
Okay, wait.
Now, you want to take small, delicious bites. You want to savor this because it's such a rich, rich, chocolatey flavor. You would be kicking your butt later if you just ate this in one pop. You'd be like, man, I'm just a jerk. But if you take small, concise bites, you savor the flavor. And you can just put it back in your pocket. I don't know. You can give it to your friend. Here you go, friend.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, friends. Friends to your friends forever. But yeah, Cafe Mallows, if everybody has like a thought pad, check out this link. It's http. Wait, who does that? It's bit.ly/bevnerdmallows. Cafe Mallows has used my review for Walmart's Get on the Shelf contest. So what that means is people vote for Cafe Mallows, and if they get enough votes, they get put on the largest retailer in North America's shelves, Walmart. Using, I know some people may not like Walmart, but they'll be using a Bevner review to potentially get on the shelves, and that, folks,
is amazing.
Is amazing. Also, if you haven't yet, check out bevnerd.com. That's the place to be. With all sorts of other videos. We've got cooking videos. We've got all sorts of J-Bear versus craft beer. We do have a craft beer review show now. And Like us on Twitter at BevNerd and Facebook.com/BevNerd. Like us on there. We're so close to 600, guys. If you have a mobile device, you could totally like BevNerd on the fly. If we hit 600 tonight, I will cry. Thank you. That wraps up this episode of BevNerd. Thanks for trying Cafe Mallows. Check them out at cafex.com.
Been voting the furries a little bit?
No. Saw them parading.
I heard about that. But anyway, my name is Justin Smith, nicknamed Jay Barrett, kind of stuck with some friends. I've known Jason since high school. A year ago, was it?
Yes.
We did a couple episodes together called BevNerd 21 Plus. It kind of tanked a little bit. I wasn't so passionate about it then. I moved to Portland, Oregon for about 6 days. I didn't like it, but when I was up there, something kind of happened within me. I got very passionate about something. Kind of like how you guys get passionate about anime or comic books or video games. You'd like to dress up as these characters that you love or even create your own character. And I think, it may not be the same thing that I do, but we all share a passion. And there's something to be said about that passion. Well, I'm very passionate about craft beer. So I'm trying not to choke up. I'm really nervous right now. I'm trying to do my best right now. But anyway, Jason came to me, kind of had the idea. It started from a Tumblr idea, and it came to a full-blown video. We are now 6 episodes in of JBev versus Craft Beer. Well, the last episode we did actually was for Oscar Blues Brewery and Shakuli. And Shakuli is a koozie that sticks to your shower wall where you can have beer in the shower.
Or soda.
But what we're actually going to do now is we're going to premiere. This hasn't even gone on the website yet. This doesn't come until Monday. But we're going to show for you guys right now. The JBev versus Craft Beer at the Blackstone Pub and Eatery in downtown Gadsden, which is my hometown. It's a beer and food pairing. So hope you guys enjoy it. Let me know what you think afterwards.
Jason.
Lights.
All down.
Twitter at Jan_Barry83. You can also follow BevNerd at BevNerd. That's it, guys. Remember, drink responsibly. Cheers. What do you guys think?
Play. Coming soon. How dare you stop a sneak peek?
Hey guys, we're over here at the Back 40 Brewery here in downtown Gadsden, Alabama, my hometown. And when we left you off the last episode, we had a Freckle Belly IPA. That's what I'm enjoying right now. Well, this right here, this is the house of the Freckle Belly IPA. And what we're going to do here soon, we're going to shoot an on-site episode here at Back 40 Brewery. I got to train for this thing. So we would have a montage, but don't have the budget for that. And guys, don't forget, keep your eyes peeled to BevNerd.com for this episode coming out real soon. Cheers, guys.
Words. Okay.
Did you guys enjoy it? I'm starting to kind of find my groove now, but what's really cool about it, I'm starting to make connections already with the breweries that I have already reviewed their beers for. They've either used our videos for media packages or hopefully in the talk soon about getting some type of promotion and some prize giveaways. We're actually about to give our first prize giveaway actually right here at MomoCon, but also on the site. We're actually about to give away some Shakulis for your beer in the shower or soda in the shower, wherever you prefer. But question. I'm about to see how attentive you really were in the episode. Is anyone 21 or older? Awesome. All right, I have a question.
Hey, I found something, J-Bear.
What'd you find?
I think I found 2 sets of pint glasses from Back 40 Beer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Really quick about these guys, Back 40, all about drink local. They are from Gadsden, Alabama. They have a Truck Stop Honey Brown Ale. They have a Freckle, you saw the Freckle Belly IPA. They also have a Kudzu Porter, and they also have the Naked Pig Pella, which are also color coordinated. It has the logo on the front, and on the back it has Liquid Folk Art. They were kind enough to give me 2 sets of these pint glasses, and I'm about to give 2 sets away to 2 lucky fans right now. I have a question.
Raise your hands.
Raise your hands.
These are calling.
Anybody know the name of the pizza that I just reviewed on this episode? Guy in the blue shirt, you were first.
Fire in the Mountain?
Exactly. You just won you a pack right there.
There you go. Enjoy.
I have one more question. What was the name of the IPA that I drank from Back 40? Oh, in the back. You just won 4-pack as well, sir. For the two gentlemen that just won those pint glasses, if you could stay afterwards, I would love to take a picture with you with those glasses as kind of a promo for them on Twitter. Other than that, guys, that's really about it. I'm very
No.
Right?
But wait, there's more. We have 3 big prizes on the floor to give away. No, sir. My wife would murder my face. I'm going to draw some names. Numbers.
Hey, this guy doesn't have a...
Yeah.
Anybody that doesn't have a ticket?
If you don't...
Where were you?
Ticket.
That's kind of not fair. That's okay.
That's
fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Hurry up.
Make sure you take a while.
Yeah, Brent, would you like to draw?
Yeah, I would love to draw. All
right. Who hasn't gotten any cocaine at all today?
Is that really called cocaine?
1, 2, 3, go! Whoa! Whoa, camera. That was... What are you doing there? I'm so dumb! I'm really dumb.
Next time you do that, I'm
I'll take the box.
I'm too hyper. No sleep, cocaine. It's a hell of a drink, guys. Alright. We have prize pack number 1. And it's going to number 069.
69.
Hey. You've earned it. You've sat through our panel.
You draw one?
Alright, this is for this one.
I'm gonna draw this one.
People from Alabama.
Alabama!
Yeah.
Alabama. Roll Tide! Sports? Sports reference?
Hey,
really?
Yeah.
Thank you. Did you draw one?
Yeah. Last 3 digits. 042.
Yes. There you go. Thank you. Now this has something very special in it. Not only does it have everything that we sampled out today, it comes in a tub. No, that's just the lame part. I make jelly out of sodas.
What?
Oh, yes. It's not for sale because it's not a real thing, but if I give it to you, what's the harm in that, right? In this, I've got a jar of Mountain Dew jelly. I make jelly out of Mountain Dew.
That is not fair.
We're not going to draw this. This was going to be a fight to the death. I'm just kidding.
All the swords came out really quickly.
I got them all.
I support that. All right, this is the mother of all prize that we're giving away, Bevner. Zero. 7. Oh. 1.
Oh.
That's what? Funny
that one song that they didn't get it.
Did you actually win?
Yeah.
07. Well, let me see your ticket. I don't know. Congratulations. if y'all want to, we're gonna go back to our booth area. Did anybody know where it was?
No.
Well, follow somebody that does know. We'll be back there. We're gonna give away a few more things. We have a minute or two? Oh.
Not many?
Okay. Seriously, guys, who hasn't had anything? Hey, you can turn the camera off. Take it away.